104.9 Bob FM. It is the 80s, 90s, whatever. Time now for a local business spotlight. I have Bob Howard, owner of 855bugs.com, in the studio with me. And fall is here, so that means a new change in rodents and pests and everything else.
Hey, Dustin, thanks for having me on today. Last time I was on, I spoke briefly about how to sneak up on crickets. The crickets are already invading, and we're moving on to rodents now that make their way into the homes. And, interesting fact, do you know what the difference is between a rat and a mouse?
I do not.
15 cents.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The reason that is a mouse can fit to a hole the size of a dime and the rat the size of a quarter.
Oh, okay.
And so there's a little bit of information for yourself and your listeners today. That's how small of a hole a mouse can penetrate to get into your structure the size of a dime or a rat the size of a quarter. Roof rats and Norway rats is what we have here in Central Texas. So just keep that in mind as you're going around your home and looking. One of the things that we do at 855 Bugs is obviously give it free inspection and estimates, and people can go online and schedule that at their own time and pick their time they want us to come out, and that's very convenient for our consumer. And when we come out and do those inspections, we sort of look for those entry points for you and look at what needs to be sealed up to keep the rodents out of the structure. And one of our narratives this year is we want people to consider being proactive and not reactive for situations.
Right.
Mice and rats, per the CDC, can carry over 35 diseases.
Oh, wow.
To humans. Another interesting tidbit is mice and rats, their teeth never stop growing.
Oh, really?
And that's the reason why they're always chewing. And so when you're sitting at your dining room table in the evening and you hear a scurrying noise up in your attic and they're running around or gnawing on something, it's because they're always looking for something to sharpen their teeth and grind their teeth back down. So their entire life, their teeth never stop growing.
Wow.
And rats, people don't realize how strong a rat's teeth are. A rat's teeth go through lead sheeting and also can chew through cinder blocks even.
Wow.
So get your home, get your free inspection, take advantage of that, and have us come out and take a look at that. Another interesting fact about a female mouse is it can give up to 15 litters in 1 year. Now, let's think about that. So you have two mice, they come into your house, they can give up 15 litters. They can get that female mouse can get pregnant in 24 hours after giving birth, and those average litter sizes are about 10 to 12.
Wow. So that means if you do the math, you've got a big problem in a little time.
Yeah, really in about 90 days, you've got a substantial problem if you see one house mouse in your home. It can multiply that fast. So we just want, we want to educate your listeners and educate our customers and our future customers on what to look for. Look for droppings, look for places where they've been gnawing, look for holes leading into your structure, and have us come out and give the free inspection at 855bugs.com.
So it's pretty easy. Just go online, 855bugs.com, and you can schedule your own appointment there, have a technician come out, and give you a game plan on how to prevent the rats and mice.
That's right. Ratatouille and Stuart are cute until they're in your living room. We got office in Waco, office in Temple, service all of Central Texas, going to build an office in Hillsborough soon. So we're expanding, and we'd love to have a shot at your listeners' business.
It is 855bugs.com. Bob, thank you so much, and it is your local business spotlight.